It is finally here.
It's Friday, and
you're staring at my face.
I'm so weirded out.
Enamored?
No.
Enthralled?
I want to cry.
Confounded?
Grossed out.
Confounded would be a good one. That means you're like
confused.
Yeah. Like irate.
Confounded.
You're confounded. You're what? Aggravated.
I just feel like this mustache thing is premature.
What?
In your life. I don't think you're there yet.
Why? Because I'm not, like, old and white hair and
right.
Awesome. Yesterday, actually, you got to go to my Instagram. It's Steve Ojeets. Just get there. I found the coolest Walmart screeners. That Walmart screener was all bad. He was amazing. But walked in, and he was like, hello. And I'm like, no. Hello to you, sir. You are amazing. I just want to stare at that. And so then I proceeded to talk to him for the next like 5 minutes about how rad his stash was and talk to him about how he got his stash so neat and rad.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like embarrassed at first because he was just like, I'm a man.
I'm not going to talk about this.
Yeah. And I'm like, look at me. I got like a fuzzy caterpillar on my face. I need help. And so I pulled out like all my waxes. This is what I got. And this is an No wax.
Did he talk like that?
He really did. He had this like really
cool
Spanish. Yeah.
He was super, super not Spanish looking though.
Are you kidding me?
I don't remember him looking like that.
Yeah. So, whatever. I was in the Walmarts over on like Coors and I-40s.
Right.
So he was like all bad. And so he was talking to me. And so then I went and like shopped around and got everything. And I came back and I was like leaving. And I walked up and I was like, I have to take your picture.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to take your picture because this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And he started laughing, thinking I was joking. And while he was laughing, I went, ka-teen! And took his photo. Said, I'm putting this on the Instagrams.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Thank you for hanging out with me. You're all bad. It was great.
I think it's funny that he didn't want to talk about how much he grooms himself. Because you told him, you just said that he just brushes it.
He just constantly brushes it. That's what he said.
He's training it.
Vigorously, I believe was the word he used.
Wow.
Yeah.
So much care. I'm glad I can't grow a mustache.
And then I got this new stuff from Oregon yesterday.
Ugh, let me see.
Okay. And it came with like this.
Wild hair mustache wax.
Yeah. It came with this whole spiel on how to take care of it.
It's only 1 ounce, but it looks like it's going to last you forever.
Yeah.
Petroleum jelly, lanolin, and lanolin and musk.
Okay.
Beeswax. Here you go. Have fun putting that in your hair.
Hey.
In your facial hair.
I do.
It smells a little funky, too.
It smells like musk, because there's musk in it, which is great, because it's on my upper lip, and that's all I can smell now. I'm literally burning my nostrils.
Well, at least you're attracting male deer.
Yeah. So, whatever. It's you know, it's that time.
It is what it is.
It is. Static!
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Sup, dog?
Not much. How are you?
Just kicking it, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you know what today is, right?
Friday!
Fun joke Friday, yo!
It's not just Friday, guys. It's the last day of the week for us APS students. Because it's almost spring break.
Nice. Spring break kicks off Monday.
Hey, you know what, Steve-O?
Yeah.
I find that utterly wrong.
What?
You know, I find that wrong how they say that spring break starts on Monday. You know, I find it that it starts at 3:05 or at dismissal.
Dude, you've got some mad brain skills, dog.
Businessman.
I'm going to talk like a G all day.
I really wish you wouldn't.
I've decided.
You follow Jesus?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. Is he being nuts
in the background?
Am I?
What do you
think? I don't know.
Am I being nuts?
Ah, yeah.
Hey, but there are two types of nuts, guys. There's funny and then there's
and
psycho. But Steve-O has the funny type of it.
Oh. True story. True story. A little crazy. Speaking of crazy, we're going to talk about crazy coming up with Sam Swan.
Ah.
Sam Swan.
Yeah, 7 o'clock hour. It's going to be good times. So, spring break starts Monday. What are you going to do at 3:05 today when it officially kicks off for you?
Well, one, my mom's going to pick me up, so I don't have to ride the bus home. And I mean, I'm probably going to start celebrating like crazy, you know?
That's good. That's good. You should throw a party.
My phone hours are going to be up till 11 at night, so.
Nice.
Whoa.
That's
and that's my cell phone, too. I'm not even using my house phone anymore. Once I got the cell phone, guys, I ditched the house phone for good.
Whoa, calm down there, crazy. That's, wow.
Well, the house is kind of like for emergencies only now for me.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. I like that.
Yeah, because I imported every phone number, even you guys, and now on my speed dial list.
Speed dial.
Woo, we made speed dial.
Yes. All right. What can we play for you?
Oh, this morning, guys, please play House of Gold by 21 Pilots. And I want to put this out to my, second period teacher, Miss Webster.
Second period teacher. All right.
Language arts.
Can do.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
back to you Monday.
All right. We'll see you later. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
So about my mustache. My wife has decided we have to name it. Which, by the way, mystaticradio.com. Thebes already texted this morning saying, before we even started talking, he just saw it on the webcam. It's looking pretty good.
Okay.
Kind of a fan.
Okay.
Yes.
It's so weird to have to look at you with this. Like, it's so weird to me.
Whatever. I need to get a monocle.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
What else do I need? I need a monocle. I'm not being funny. Yesterday, I was in the Nob Hill area.
Uh-huh.
There's this guy named Larry who has hats. The one over there. Have you ever heard of that place?
No.
Oh. Really?
I haven't. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's really old school. You walk in and there's just jazz playing, you know?
Hey, that's cool.
And he's like the real deal, you know?
Yeah.
And he doesn't. It's not like you walk into like an Urban Outfitters and you're like, "That's a trendy looking hat. I want that." Like you walk in and he was like looking at my face shape, and I'm like, "I just need something to complement this here stash." I did not walk out with that because he goes, "I've got it," and he walks me over. Larry,
$249.
Yeah. So I walk over and he hands me this top hat. I'm not joking.
Okay.
It was a small, I don't know, he was telling me what it was. Because I'm like, I normally wear like a fedora with a flipped up bill with the short, or with the whatever he was talking about.
Uh-huh.
So he hands me this hat, and I put it on, and it was actually pretty amazing. I was immediately like, oh, yes!
Oh my gosh.
Dude, look at me!
Oh my gosh.
I look like I was born in the 20s! I should be on the cover of the Monopoly game board.
Oh, no.
It was amazing.
How true is that?
Yeah.
Dang it.
So that's why I want a monocle. Hello?
No.
So then I tried it on. I like curved it a little. I was like, this is it. This is the greatest hat I've ever seen.
How much?
Well, there's a price tag on it, but I hadn't looked at that because he, you know, put it on and he was like, you do a really good job framing your hats. That's good. I like seeing most people don't want to touch it when I place a hat on the, you know, this is good. I'm like, this is good, Larry. Thanks, buddy.
Hat guy.
Thanks, hat guy. You're amazing. So I'm like looking at this thing and I'm like, this is dope. I'm the Monopoly man with the top hat.
You would not have ever worn it.
And then I pulled it off. Well, one, we wear headphones. I don't get to wear hats a lot.
Right.
Like cool hats, anyways. Mm-hmm. I get to wear my Mario hat, as you call it, my Angels hat. But like my fedoras and cool hats, I don't get to wear ever because, well, we always have headphones on.
Yes.
So I would have had to take it off anyways right away. So I pull it off. And as I pull it off, you know, the price tag's on the inside, and I'm like, wing! And I'm like, oh, cool, $94.
No.
So I'm just going to slowly hand this to you and walk out backwards.
Yeah, back away.
Just got to go now.
Don't look at it. Don't even look at it anymore.
I'm going to go to the Walmarts and see if they have something similar.
Yeah.
They don't, of course.
No.
That was like the real deal.
That's why you walk into Urban and you're like,
it's amazing.
Cool hat.
Yeah, no way. Couldn't do it. So anyway, yeah. So I found the hat. I'm going, but now I have to, like, get a whole new wardrobe. My clothes don't match this mustache. What am I going to change? My mustache or my entire wardrobe? Obviously, my entire wardrobe. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
I mean, come on.
Let's be honest. It's not going to happen.
So, anyways.
Ugh, I'm so weirded out.
Why?
I feel like I could just peel it off.
Yeah, you can't. It's real.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's okay. It's only going to be here till 2015. I'm shaving when Star Wars comes out. That's what I told Chrissy. So when the new Star Wars comes out, you know, that's not true at all. I'm
okay.
Keeping it forever.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. This is for Matthew from Albuquerque's second period language arts teacher.
Mrs. Webster.
There you go. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy...
Amberlynn, self-starter. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O, Mitch, and Harry Potter.
Nope. That's so not true.
What Come you, on!
What you just said.
We gotta name my mustache. I thought H-A-R... H-A-I-R-Y.
No.
Harry Potter?
Nope.
I liked Dirty Harry. That's what our dear friend Chuck Elmore said.
I'd prefer that one.
My wife. Did you see my wife's
yes,
name?
That was good.
It's terrible. And she kept saying it last night. I can't even say it. Mustafa?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because it's like a mustache. But she kept going, Mustafa. Ooh.
Mustafa.
Say it again. I'm like, stop it. You're ruining the joy of this mustache.
This mustache?
I can't even say it correctly. Mustafa. Ugh. All right. So anyways, that's not what we're talking about all morning.
It isn't?
No, unless you want to name it. Which case, you know.
We totally could.
Gotta come up with a cool name. Static.
Hey, did you guys see on the news that Star Wars or that Disney has the right to change characters in Star Wars?
What?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It means that they, if they wanted to, they could get rid of, like,
Luke?
Like Leia. Or...
Yeah, I guess they have the rights to do that. I don't know why they would do that, though.
Their story.
They're way too smart for that. Like, when they got the rights for Marvel, they had the right to get rid of, like, Marvel characters, but they stuck true to the Avengers because nerdy fans all around the world would riot.
That is very true.
Huh? They're smart business people. We have nothing to worry about.
All right.
May the Force be with you.
Oh my gosh.
May the Force be with you.
Oh, my God.
See how I disarmed that? Come on. It's the mustache. It exudes confidence.
It doesn't.
It does. He's his own person.
Okay.
He's his own entity.
I'm, like, surprised. I'm really surprised at you right now because... Usually you're like, oh, you don't like this haircut. Like anyone who's like, oh, what's going on with your hair? You're like, oh, no. But people are like, hey, you look like Mario, blah, blah, blah. And you haven't cracked yet.
No.
You're doing an all right job.
Yeah. It's because I'm a man. It's called being a man.
Almost just happened.
It did. Breaking news. I'm a man.
You're a man's man.
Yeah, or something like that. We can do real news now.
Okay. Breaking news! Venezuela says that the late Hugo Chavez will go on permanent display at a museum near the presidential palace. Chavez will be in a glass casket, so his people will always have him.
Weird!
The state funeral for Chavez is today.
He didn't even have, like, a really great mustache. Like, I could understand if he had the stellar mustache, wanting to keep that on display forever.
Glass, you know, casket.
Yeah.
Glass.
You know.
I guess that's happened before, but it's still so weird.
Yeah. Aren't, like, all the old popes, like, in the Vatican?
I'm
being completely serious right now.
I have no idea.
I'm being totally serious right now.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Sorry.
Friday News Day.
Breaking news! A New York man is probably very, very happy he decided to buy a cottage in 2007 because works of art by an obscure Armenian-American abstract impressionist discovered there have been appraised at... $30 million.
Wait, say that again.
Works of
like
art.
Like a dude
by
bought
an
a cottage?
He bought a cottage in 2007,
uh-huh.
And because works of art by an obscure Armenian-American abstract impressionist discovered there have been appraised at $30 million.
So he found them, like, upstairs?
Yes.
In the attic?
Yes.
$30 million?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The new owner found thousands of paintings, drawings, and journals by Arthur Penn in a garage and attic.
Wow.
Wow.
Why do you think people would take those things
with
them?
Right. I'd at least want to pick through.
Like, we're getting ready to move, and it sucks.
Everything.
Like, we're going through everything, and a lot of stuff we're throwing away, but, like, we at least know where everything is.
When we bought our house, we knew the people we were buying it from,
mm-hmm.
And so... When I was cleaning throughout the house when I first got it, I was like, oh, all of their pots and pans are still here. I'm going to guess that they want these and that I didn't purchase these.
Right.
And so, like, brought, like, boxes for
wow.
them. Like, here are your pots and pans. Good thing I know you. And you just saved, like, $100.
You're a kind human.
Yeah, I wasn't going to save those.
The person that's buying our house really loved our drapes.
So she asked.
I'm not even joking.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, all of our drapes and everything are staying, which I was okay with.
Yeah.
I'm like,
new drapes.
Yeah. Well, what sucks is we actually, when we painted the house recently, when the Bransfords came and helped us, remember when you guys did that?
Yeah.
We bought all new drapes to match all the colors.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember.
So they're actually, those are new drapes, but we're like, eh.
I remember Chrissy coming home and being like, these? And then get different ones.
Yeah. Yeah, we kept going back.
That's right. You guys were at the store like 5 times a day.
Yeah,
getting
for drapes.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. So, but anyways, those
we're
are
talking
staying.
About the cottage that had $30 million worth of paintings.
We're leaving they wanted the fridge. I gave them the fridge. So there might be stuff left over in there. Like
mustard.
A random mustard. A packet of baking
condiments
soda,
that
you
came
always
from the,
need that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taco Bell hot sauce.
Yeah.
Always need that.
That'd be funny.
You never know. The weird thing is I don't ever use any of those things anywhere. But anytime people ask me, hey, would you like, sure. And then I have like this mountain that's never used. Someday.
I use them.
During the zombie apocalypse.
Whenever we have tacos or something at home and they're just never as good as, I kind of love fast food tacos.
Oh.
And so, but all it is the hot sauce.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, Taco Bell hot sauce.
You know, that stuff's free. You just walk in there and grab a handful and walk.
Right, which is why when I go home and I make tacos, I just put their hot sauce.
Oh, okay.
Fixed. It's like I'm eating fast food, but I'm not. Breaking news! The family of an 82-year-old woman who was forcibly removed from a Florida train for singing said she suffered possible shoulder and hip fractures. Emma said a guard told her she was being removed for singing a spiritual hymn.
No way.
Yeah. A Miami-Dade transit spokesperson said Anderson was violating the rules by singing loudly and refused requests to stop. The spokeswoman said Miami-Dade Transit has a responsibility to all its passengers to provide a safe and comfortable travel experience. Travel.
Yeah, no, that's good.
We regret that Miss Anderson had to eventually be escorted out, but regardless of age, all passengers need to abide by the rules associated with using the transit.
Really?
Apparently.
That's lame. She's 82. Maybe she just couldn't hear very well, so she was singing I'll Fly Away, like, really loudly. That's cute.
Maybe.
Lame, Miami. Lame. Miami, you're lame.
Florida.
Shh.
Breaking news. Workers cleaning a park in Tampa were shocked when they turned over an old tire and found 100,000 killer bees. The workers had to be hospitalized for their mini stings, but are doing fine.
Why do you have a smile on your face?
Because that is crazy.
Because it's not funny, though. That is awful. Oh, man, I hate bees. I hate them.
Yeah, I've never been stung, have you?
Oh, yeah, when I was like 6 years old, maybe 7 years old. See, I've never forgotten it. I was a little kid. I was running around on a slip and slide in the grass in our backyard. You know, like when there's water, there's usually wasps or bees or something stupid hanging out with you because they like to kill your joy.
Uh-huh.
They always do.
I run. Anytime. I don't even care.
Then you're like nervous. I don't even want to be on the stupid slip and slide anymore because there's freaking bees all over the grass. And so I stepped on one accidentally. It was in the grass and it got caught in between my big toe and my, the one next to the big toe?
The second big toe.
Right, whatever that's called. It's not called the second big toe.
This little piggy.
Right, that little piggy. It got stuck in between there, and that little piggy got jacked because the dude was freaking out.
And they don't die like they tell you. Like people say, oh, yeah, they die after they sting you. No, they keep stinging.
Oh, dude. So I was in some serious pain. And I'm like six, so I was like too terrified
crying.
To like get it out between my toes.
I want to rescue 6-year-old you right now.
It was awful.
That's awful.
Yeah, so I remember that. The ones that especially scare me are bumblebees.
Because they're huge.
They're like really, really, really obese bees.
Yeah. Like
so I guess I could probably outrun bumblebees and I shouldn't be afraid. I just keep thinking about those stingers.
No, I've never been stung and
it's
yes,
worst.
I run every single time. There's no point. I run.
It's not nearly as like...
There is a point because that's why I'm running.
Right. Static.
Hello.
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 Is it Fun Joke Friday or what?
Yes, it is.
Okay, are you guys ready or what?
Or what?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I gotta go, guys. All right, I'll just say bye to my family. All right. Okay. What's Mexican's favorite sport?
Football.
What?
Like soccer.
Cross country. Okay, I got one more. What do you call a Mexican baptism?
I'm afraid. What?
Bean dip.
Oh, man. And on that.
It's a fun joke, Freddy.
I gotta go. I love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Pool Boy from Cruises.
Was that Pool Boy?
Is that
totally
one of those
didn't sound like
really?
Him.
Really?
It didn't sound like him. Oh, my gosh.
Why do you think I'm playing Pool Boy's theme song?
That makes sense now.
Man. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Oh, can I just talk about this? A group of... I don't need the breaking news, because...
Why? No. Okay. Then why are you going to talk about
it? Okay, I need the breaking news.
It's a story coming up,
I need
then.
The breaking news.
Why? You want to tell another story?
It's the last one.
Man.
Breaking news. A group of German construction workers had to be taken to the hospital for treatment after smashing their heads repeatedly against a truck window to find out who had the strongest forehead.
Are you kidding me?
What the heck? What is wrong? The strongest...
That was in Germany?
Germany, yeah. Or at least they were German. Maybe they were here.
Wow.
All of them were German, though.
The strongest forehead?
Uh-huh.
I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of amazing.
Oh my gosh. I bet they all had mustaches just like you two.
And they smell like musk.
Of course.
It's pretty incredible. Oh man, we gotta take a quick break. Coming right back. Birthdays. It is March 8th. So we'll do that next. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Vinyl Thief. Faces.
Good morning.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Speaking of faces, you can see ours at mystaticradio.com.
You can see yours mostly.
Webcam. Actually, it's right by you. So you're kind of the face.
Okay.
You're the face they see.
Okay.
Which is why you should probably start doing your hair, I'm thinking. Today you got
so
like
crazy.
Feathered bangs going on.
Yeah.
Did you wake up late? What's wrong?
I just didn't do my hair. I woke up in time. I just didn't do my hair.
It's okay. That's why we're in radio. So anyways, it is Friday, March 8th.
People were born on this day.
Time for birthdays.
It's the 67th day of the year already.
It's the 67th day of the year?
Mm-hmm.
All
there
right.
are 298 days remaining.
All right.
Happy birthday to songwriter Carol Bayer Sager.
Dude, come on. How am I supposed to fake guess like I know these people if you can't even get their name right? I'm going to say 67, because it's the 67th day.
69.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
From the Monkees, Mickey Dolenz.
Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees?
Yes.
Well, he's obviously 67, because it's the 67th day of the year.
Well, actually, he was 67 yesterday. Today, he's 68.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Man!
From Benny and June, Legends of the Fall, Michael Collins, Aiden Quinn.
No, he's also on Elementary.
And Elementary.
He's the police chief guy.
Well, don't get his age wrong.
46? 39? 27? Why? Why did you give me that horrible look?
He's 54.
Ah, that's why. Okay.
I won't give you looks anymore.
Yeah, you're, it's like...
I'm trying to help you with my looks. With my, why would you guess that look?
Girl, your looks don't help anybody. Oh, snap! Oh, no, he did it!
505-338-3700. I deal with this all day. All day.
But if you set him up like that, I gotta, like, spike him! I gotta spike
You're not very
him.
Good at volleyball.
All right, fine.
From Ghost Whisperer at the practice, Cameron Mannheim.
Ah, yes, 67.
52. From Dawson's Creek. James Vanderbeek.
James Vanderbeek's birthday is today?
It's today.
Well, I know he was acting as if he were 16 when really he was probably 30 then. 39.
It's 36.
Ah! Overshot it.
And from my childhood, he's from here. He was in She's All That.
I know who.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
That's right. Married to Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes.
Went to La Cueva, where I went. Right?
He went to La Cueva.
But he was older than me. He was a few years older than me.
You guys would have gone to La Cueva at the same
37.
Time.
37.
Yes.
Really?
He's 37.
Yes! got a mustache dance. I don't know how that works.
I'm like, framing. It's like framing Madonna.
Yeah. Wow, I haven't heard that in days. I've been terrible at birthdays.
I know. And that's it.
That's it?
That was the last birthday.
What?
Let me see.
That can't be the last birthday.
Today in 1983.
No, you have to do more birthdays.
Oh! No, never mind. You don't care. You don't care about
that. Today is Kat Von D's birthday.
It's not even on here.
It's not?
No.
Can I guess?
It's not a guess if you already know the answer.
Can I guess how old Kat Von D is? I'm going to go out on a limb and say 31. What? How did I know that?
Oh.
Deeps didn't text me a bunch of answers this morning. No, he did not.
Did you know? Stop. Stop that.
Why?
Stop your dancing.
But I'm dancing. It's Friday.
I want it to stop. Did you know Freddie Prinze Jr.? Or was that?
That was a guess.
You cheated?
That was a guess.
You cheated?
No, that was a guess.
Did you cheat? Why did you cheat?
I didn't.
Because you can't get anything right.
No, we've been texting back and forth this morning because he has friends in town.
Right.
And I was supposed to ask you about that. That just reminded me. this is my excuse to pretend like that's what we were talking about. Anyways.
I'm so angry at you.
I would have guessed that. Come on.
No, you would not have.
Yeah. He's about the same age. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Happy birthday to everyone on March 8th. Today is Women's Day.
Yes.
Today is proofreading. Hey, stop acting like that's not important.
No, it is important. I just don't understand what that means, Women's Day. So
it's,
what?
It's our day.
Every day is your day. Are you kidding me? Have you seen my house? I have like...
There's one woman.
Yeah, that's true.
One.
Out of the five. And yet the entire house is framed up with these little pretty frilly things, and there's flowers, and all the colors, and like the furniture.
Oh, I was supposed to attribute that to you being a good husband, but I guess it's just her.
No, well, it's her incredible eye. It's her incredible eye. I would have like wall scrolls and like action figures everywhere. It wouldn't be conducive to being a grown up, really.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Today is also proofreading day, so I won't be posting anything on Facebook.
True story.
That's not fair.
Sorry.
It's kite flying day.
What?
So hopefully there's wind where you are. So you
fly a
kite.
There's wind today. It's crazy today.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Today is Boy Scout day.
They should take some Boy Scouts out and fly kites.
It's also peanut cluster day.
Peanut what?
Cluster day.
Okay.
What did you think I said?
I don't know. I was confused for a second.
It's also the world's largest rattlesnake roundup day. It begins in Sweetwater, Texas.
Okay.
And it's middle name pride day.
Oh, we should go by our middle names today because your middle name actually is cool and mine is normal.
It's my name. Your middle name is my name in boy form.
Now you're confusing everybody.
No.
My middle name's Michael.
Oh, that's right. Well, I know my real name is Michelle.
Right. Yeah.
Michael.
Okay. So it's Michael and Adele?
Yes.
I love your middle name.
Yeah, it was...
Because you've had it since before Adele was cool.
Right, exactly. I've had it since before I was born.
Yes! Good job, Adele.
Ha.
Steve-O and Adele.
No.
My middle name is terrible. It's not terrible, it's just plain. Mikey.
Mikey
and Adele.
It reminds me of the Goonies.
Anyways, it is Friday. It's Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in. At Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're just a few minutes away from Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joining us.
That's right.
I'm very excited.
Me too.
Yeah. Got some Carol Hood for you. They're brand newest of newest.
Sounds like Drive.
Violence. I love it. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Song called Salvation. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. It is
Friday.
It is.
It is finally here.
Which means it's Fun Joke Friday.
You can get your jokes in now, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It also means Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us. Yes.
Whoa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. Great to have you.
TJ. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. What?
I don't know.
You don't know yet?
I don't know if I can read this.
Okay. I don't know. If you don't think... If you don't think you should read it, Maybe you shouldn't read it.
But he does this to me every week.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can read Teej's jokes. Good old Teej.
Hey, where do hipsters not like to swim?
Where?
In the mainstream.
Oh man.
Wow.
So bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
How do you get Simba to move faster?
How?
Tell him to Mufasa.
Oh, I almost had something with Mufasa, but I couldn't. You jumped in too fast.
I'm sorry. I really didn't want you to ruin it.
You don't want me to try to figure it out.
Right.
It's more fun that way.
Speaking of jokes, baseball season is coming up.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
And you're a Chicago Cubs fan.
I am a Chicago Cubs fan. Is that a joke? This is not Fun Joke Friday on me. That's just wrong.
Well, it kind of is for the Chicago Cubs this year, in my opinion. Lots of teams, you know, they do marketing and they gear up for new seasons, sometimes with new gear.
Right.
I got my new Angels hat. They got a new batting practice cap
that
I got it this week. I was amazing.
Yeah.
I was excited. Kansas City Royals, they're going with Come to Play. That's their like theme this year, you know?
Okay.
Come to Play. Everybody's got their theme.
Listen, needed a theme, the Kansas City Royals needed a
theme. Have you seen the Chicago Cubs' new marketing strategy?
It's called Committed.
You know this!
No.
I'm a Cubs
You know
fan.
This! Okay.
He was losing his mind yesterday
I'm
over this.
I'm committed.
You need to be committed.
Here's what I did. My homepage, my website homepage is the Cubs webpage. So whenever
Amazing.
I get on the internet, obviously the first page that comes up is the Cubs page. And I saw...
Right.
Has a Cubs emblem, and right across the top it says committed.
Yep.
And then I heard yesterday they did a free radio broadcast of a spring training game. So I listened to the game a little bit.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, because tickets go on sale today.
Right.
Single game tickets go on for the regular season today.
Right.
And so as part of that, they were launching this new campaign. I didn't hear anything about it. I just saw the committed. And the idea of being committed, not being... You're so mean to me.
Yeah, he's not. He's
not being
nice
committed
lately.
To an institution, but being committed to following.
Right.
And the Cubs are committed to
They're
winning
committed.
Something for their fans. That's what I heard. I don't.
Oh, that's true.
But okay. So, what is your take? Not your take, but what is your?
I just
do you know the whole thing.
I saw this yesterday. Yeah. Well, yeah. We got. I got a quote. It says that the Chicago Cubs and Cubs fans are solidly committed to each other.
There you go.
As we embark on the most remarkable journey in all of sports, winning a World Series at Wrigley Field. Allison Miller said that. She's the senior director of marketing. She said, quote, this campaign showcases the emotional connection of our fans who are part of that journey and the Cubs' commitment to building a championship-caliber organization from top to bottom. I think she's right about the emotional part of the fans because most fans need to be committed for still being fans.
Let's
be honest.
Gosh, you are so
The Cubbies are terrible! The Cubbies are terrible.
How's your
baseball
team?
They were not as bad as the
really
Royals.
Are they really
they
good?
Weren't as bad as the Astros.
Yeah. Let's ask the Southsider. Hey, Stever.
Oh, that's right.
Give me some baseball music.
All right. There you go.
Make an impact.
What is that?
What do you mean, what is that?
That must be the White Sox.
No. No.
Is that yours?
I know. What,
that's yours?
That's better than...
Oh, is that the Angels?
That is the Angels?
That's better than
Steve,
committed.
Hold on, let me...
Thank you for that.
Make an impact.
Yeah, what's
that
wrong with
like
that?
That sounds like a mission statement for a church.
Steve, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with what?
Make an impact.
Nothing.
Right.
It's awesome.
Right?
I don't...
That's all you wanted to say?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say this. The two boys that... the two big boys that the Angels have, they're going to make some impact on some stadium walls all around the American League.
Yeah. Pujols finally got going in spring training. He started his spring training journey 0 for 3.
Oh, well.
Josh Hamilton hit a homer.
Well, it's not, you know, Pujols, his first year with the Angels went 0 for
started
0 for April.
Terribly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But with Trouty, and to me, like, I put more stock behind Mike Trout and Josh Hamilton than I do behind Pujols because of last year. He was all right.
Yeah.
He was okay. We spent way too much money. But I'm still excited.
And I think,
I'm hoping he does well.
I think he was pressing because they spent so much money.
And he's a believer.
He's
really
a
nice guy.
He's a talented ball player.
He is.
There's no doubt. He came out of nowhere. He was in the Cardinals organization, and he came out of nowhere. In fact, he took the place of a guy that from Carlsbad, New Mexico, who was going to be the third baseman because he came up as a third baseman. And then Pujols, they just said, let's throw the kid in and see how he does. And he blew up. And so the other guy went to AAA, and then he got traded to the Red Sox, and now he's out of baseball.
I will tell you this. I applaud fans who stick by their team no matter what. I grew up an Angels fan.
Yeah, I know.
We were dreadful.
Yeah.
We were awful.
Yeah.
I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were dreadful.
Yes.
We were awful. Yeah. And so...
there's something to be said about loyalty.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed 150%.
It doesn't exist a whole lot anymore. There's a lot
really
of bandwagon. A lot of bandwagon.
Agreed 150%.
Yeah, yeah.
150%.
Like, I didn't know... some of my most deep Baptist friends were Notre Dame fans the whole season this year of football.
Uh-huh.
Because of what Notre Dame was doing in football.
And really?
I was like, it's Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I care.
It's not the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah. See, that was the only team that they ever like nationally televised. Yeah. So when I was a kid growing up, that's all we watched.
It's because they had this bazillion-dollar contract NBC. And
yeah.
What college football game is on today? Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh well.
Static.
Hey.
I have a
joke.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Good.
Okay. So
thank you.
There's an island between heaven and hell. Okay, there are three guys, and the devil makes a deal. If you guys could get 10 of your favorite fruit, you get to heaven. If you could please challenge. And so they come back with their favorite fruit. And the devil says, you have to put the fruit up your butt.
Oh, my gosh.
And the first guy has an apple, and he just bursts out crying. So he goes to hell. Next guy had grapes. He had 9, and he burst out laughing, and he goes to hell. And then that guy with the apple said, "Why'd you laugh? Why'd you laugh? You had it, because the next guy had pineapples."
Oh my gosh! It's fun joke Friday.
Yeah.
That was not fun.
Wow.
You just let that one go.
Why? I didn't know where it was going. I was like, "All right, let's see where this goes." It's Fun Joke Friday.
Reminds me of another joke around October that we heard that we didn't have time.
October 31st.
That we didn't have time to dump. That's right.
Hey, did you guys hear about the guy who lost his entire left side?
No.
He's all right now.
Oh, yes. I like that one.
I was going to tell you guys a joke about broken pencils, but there'd be no point.
Oh man.
Jeez.
Oh, that was terrible.
Thank you.
Good job, you.
Do you write your own material?
It is. It's Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday. It's also 7:15, which means...
Oh, no, I'm not ready.
I forgot.
But I do know that there's crazy construction work on Osuna and Jefferson. It's pretty much impossible to maneuver through, so leave now if you have to get somewhere by 8 because it's crazy. Also, same kind of construction work. Roadway is reduced to 1 lane on Unser at I-40. I know that there's also construction work on Osuna and Louisiana. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Joining us in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. And coming up, we're going to be talking about one dude who so desperately did not want to get in trouble. Oh, man, the extremes this guy went through. It's amazing.
Awesome.
That's on the way.
Good.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Least of These. Song's called Grace. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Friday. It is finally here. It's an exciting day.
It's about time. It's also Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in facebook.com/mystaticradio because I will tell them and then laugh.
It's also the day where we have one of my favorite guests.
Yes.
In the world, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Welcome.
Wow.
Huh?
I'm a favorite guest.
What a compliment.
You are.
You are. I think I might cry.
Did you stir this for me?
Yeah, I did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've had a rough morning.
You have. So I thought it'd be nice.
Hey, there's no sense in crying over a spilt Cuban.
Yes.
Oh, everyone in Solomon's Porch just like shook their head at me.
We ran over there to grab our coffee. Yeah. Real quick to grab our coffee.
Really quick.
And you grabbed it and we were rushing and you threw it on the ground.
I threw it on the ground. No, it was...
not a part of my system.
Yeah, that was great.
No, I was going to turn, and my arm got caught on the little ledge there, and my coffee kept going.
Yes.
I learned that out of my heart, I'm a jerk, because the second it happened, the first thing I did was look down at my slacks. Did she just get coffee
on
my slacks?
Pants?
Okay, no, now I can help her. All right.
See, and the dad in me was like, clean that up right now. No.
The part of me that just wished it wasn't happening just stared at it and thought, maybe this will just go away.
If I don't move, they won't see that I did this. And then all the small group Bible studies that are going on, they all pause to pray for it.
Yep, pretty much.
It was pretty sweet. It was a spiritual moment.
For some reason, the phone lines are jammed. Static!
Hey, two things. My heart's broken for you, Mitch, because I don't have a cup of soap to find it. And can you play Love and Death? And I just missed my turn.
There you go. Okay. All right.
Make it your turn, bro.
We'll help you out. All right. 505-338-3700. Now, I wanted to talk about something. You know, you just dropped your coffee. It was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing.
Spilled everywhere.
Didn't even want to talk about it. I wanted to act like it didn't happen.
But immediately, you were like, hey, my bad. And like, seven people came and we all helped clean it up. And it took like 2 minutes.
It was so sweet. It was so nice.
It's that moment when you're like, oh man, my bad, and that's okay. Well, a Washington councilman is having a my bad moment right now, except, sadly, he's refusing to admit that he did a my bad.
Oh.
He's under scrutiny right now, and here's why. The city of Washington mayor, Brenda Davis, said Councilman Matt Stanzuski.
Mm-hmm.
Say that name.
Which one? Where, right
the
there.
Big, long one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to say that.
Councilman Stanzuski. Matt Stanzuski.
Yes, that's correct.
He sent out a test alert to the city's transit system. You know, that you, you see those like, hey,
this is a test.
Construction coming up this date. So they were testing the system for, you know.
Email?
Yeah, coming up. City's transit system. So he sent out a test alert, and the test alert email said this. Quote, alert, this is a test. Brian is gay.
Oh, my.
End quote. Now, of course, the mayor...
No winky face.
No.
The mayor immediately was irate. Obviously.
Yeah.
What's the mayor's name?
Her name.
Okay.
Is Brenda Davis.
Okay.
She said, this is completely inappropriate and unprofessional coming from an elected official. Now, the reason I'm giggling is because I've read the whole story, and this is my favorite part about this. This is amazing. Matt Stanzuski, councilman, refuses to admit that he just is dumb and he's kind of a frat boy and he was having fun with his friend Brian, but sadly it went out to everybody.
Man.
Here's what he said. He released the following statement about the incident. Quote, it's offensive and unprofessional for the mayor to automatically assume one definition of the word when there are multiple definitions. The response sent out wasn't saying Brian is gay. It meant gay meaning happy. End quote here.
Oh, my.
Of course, the mayor immediately said, maybe in the 50s that's what it meant, but we're in a new era now, and that does not represent the city of Washington. She's irate. She wants an apology, and he refuses to give one. And like I said, with his statement, he's offended that the mayor's offended because he was simply saying that his friend Brian is happy. And how could she take it the wrong way?
Oh, God.
How incredible is this story?
That is funny.
I thought I was going to cry and or have to go change because I couldn't control my my bodily functions yesterday because I was laughing so hard at this yesterday. Sure. So, yeah, this is going down in the city of Washington. The mayor, quite irate, Councilman Matt Stanzuski. He sent this out to everybody. This is the city's transit system, and this was...
So it's like on the big light boards
that
everybody can see.
Yeah, and this was... And it went out in email form as hey, this is the alert, and this is, and boom, this is the alert. But this, imagine driving down the road and seeing this alert. This is a test. Yeah. Brian is gay.
And what if your name is Brian?
Right. Yeah. And you're like, whoa, bro, too far.
Messed up.
Or unless you're from the 50s, of course, and then, yes, in which then, case you're like, I am,
you know,
quite happy.
I am a happy person. I am quite jovial.
So it reminded me of those times where we are obviously in the wrong, yeah, but because of pride or whatever it is. And of course, I'm assuming maybe Councilman Matt really meant that his friend was happy.
Yes.
Maybe he did.
Yeah.
Because his statement, you know, he's offended. He thinks it's unprofessional of the mayor to assume that's what he meant. But I can't help but giggle. I can't even tell the story with a straight face.
I'm sure.
Because you know that dude was sweating it immediately and was like, oh, no.
No, he was freaking out.
What did I do?
Yeah.
I was just reading a story about a dude who posted something on Twitter that obviously had a lot of followers.
Yeah.
And he deleted it right away, but enough people saw it that it's like, it's already out in the media.
Yeah.
And so it's like stuff you can't take back.
You can't take that back. And so rather than just say,
I'm sorry,
my bad, that was, I didn't mean to send that last part. It was, I'm offended.
Yeah.
I meant happy.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you people? Static.
Hey, so it wasn't just a 50s word. Come on. The Flintstones say a gay old time.
That's this right. is true.
Gay old time.
Yeah.
Letter gay or anything.
This is true. What was that? What's that Christmas tune?
Don, we now are gay apparel.
That's right.
La, 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 la.
And now it's an Old Navy commercial, and I'm like, I'm not shopping there because I'm not, you know.
Wow.
Did you just say that?
Hole. Digging your grave.
Yeah, there you go.
My.
Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. See, we joke about it.
I do.
But that's the thing. We're joking. And I feel like this guy, if he just would admit, like, dude, I'm so sorry. Things would go really
all
much
to
better
do,
for
this
him.
This is all he'd have to say. I should be a PR guy. All he has to do is say, you know what? In my head, it was a lot funnier than it was when I typed the email and sent it out and went across all the transit warning system.
Now, of
I
course, apologize. This is in Washington.
Yeah. Well,
Washington, Pennsylvania. I should clarify.
Whoa.
Washington, Pennsylvania. There's actually a city in Washington, in Pennsylvania, called Washington.
It's so okay. Weird.
Okay. So this is Washington, Pennsylvania. So they're already freaked out because the name of their town is Washington, but they're in Pennsylvania. So they're already flipping out.
Yeah.
But this councilman, he's under a lot of scrutiny, obviously. Because that's the hot topic right now. That is the hot issue right now.
It really is.
You got TV shows coming out with, like, homosexual couples. Dude, I was watching, we were watching the Nuggets game last night with the kids, and there was a commercial, a credit card commercial for, like, Citibank or something, and it was these two dudes that were opening a restaurant together, and they're just all, you know, chummy together.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen a few commercials like that.
Opening this business together, and I was so thankful that it just didn't even register to my kids because I didn't want to have to talk about that
there's
yet.
Never mind. There's one out there that I was like, are you kidding me right now? That's so crazy.
Obviously, it's something that we're inundated with, and because of that, it's something that you can't use that word. You just can't. Whether you're meaning happy. And nowadays, that word has already changed definitions a third time to mean like lame. You know, a lot of people use that word to mean like, oh, that is so, quote unquote, that is so gay.
Right.
That is so lame.
Right.
That's so dumb. And it's already like shifted again to where people are upset that it's being used.
Which creates more of a controversy because those who want it to be used for that specific reason.
Right.
The other reason.
The happy reason or the homosexual reason?
The homosexual reason.
Okay.
Then they, you know, they're saying, well, you're being offensive to me. Well, I'm not even talking about that. But they're saying that is discriminatory towards
well,
in that community. Yeah, well, it's a quagmire of stuff. It's just ugly. Right?
The mayor, Brenda Davis, she sent out a statement saying that, you know, this was completely inappropriate. This is unprofessional. He's an elected official. I'm sure we're going to follow the story because I'd like to see where it goes from here because I assumed that he'd immediately apologize, say, my bad, that wasn't meant for this, and maybe they would be able to move on. But now he released a statement, irate with the mayor, that she would assume that that's the definition he was choosing because he simply meant that his friend Brian is happy.
That's like you catch your kid with a cookie in his hand.
Oh, yeah.
He's got crumbs. Even if he doesn't have a cookie in his hand, the evidence has already been ingested. But there's crumbs on his lip. Did you have a cookie? No.
right.
You're talking about my husband as a child. That's what you're talking about.
I watched you grab. I stood right there behind you while you were reaching into the pantry and getting a cookie, and I watched you eat it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that now. Did you have a cookie? No.
Right.
And I'm offended, Dad, that you would even say that I ate a cookie.
This is very unprofessional behavior, Father.
Or they would say, I'm real offended, Dad, because I got my mouth full of cookie and I can't talk back to you. That is just silly.
I've told this before, but one year for Christmas when I was a kid, all I wanted was rollerblades. Like, I wanted rollerblades. Yeah. and I knew that that's what was under the tree.
Yes.
So I snuck out in the middle of the night one night. I unwrapped them. I threw them on. I rollerbladed around the living room, around the hallway, around everything. I threw them back in the box. I, like, was super careful. I rewrapped it, put it back under the tree, and the next morning, I thought my mom was going to kill me. She comes in the room, and she's irate, and it's like, did you peek at your present? Did you open your present? No. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. What do you mean? Until she pulls me out into the living room, and there are rollerblade tracks all over the carpet.
Yes.
All over the carpet.
Yes.
Oh, you're so dumb.
I was so busted. Yeah. And then at that point, it was like, oh, yeah. Oh, you mean those rollerblades?
I thought you were talking about...
I'm sorry.
Because, like, there's no stores open, Mom. I couldn't have gone to...
Yeah. Oh, man.
It was the elves. It was Santa's elves. It was the prep and landing guys.
But did you end up taking fault for it? Like,
yeah. I mean, what can you do at that point? You're busted.
I don't know. My husband has a similar story of the cookie store, except they were M&Ms, and he had M&Ms all over his hands. He was supposed to wait until after dinner to eat the M&Ms. And he was, like, 3 or 4, I guess. And so he eats them. M&M's all over his hands, and he's just flat out lying, I guess, for like hours that he did not eat these M&M's until finally, I guess, he cracked. But like, how do you not, like, M&M's all over your hands. I know you ate them.
One of the most important things I've instilled in my boys is the idea of integrity and honesty no matter what. And so for our boys, I don't have any of those stories really yet because... her hearts
what about
are like
when they're like, they brush their
the
teeth.
The size of a pineapple, because... If they do something, you know that there's that split second where they want to, but it's like, hey, just tell me the truth.
Yeah.
All right. It's going to work out way better for you if you're just honest.
Right.
And then, and then that's it. And you just know that, and
Ryan,
I love it.
When Ryan was about 3, he's going to love it. I'm telling this kid. Love you,
son. Like, no.
It's okay. He's engaged. She'll accept him.
That's right. She still will. He first of all, he doesn't like to get in trouble at all.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a really rebellious spirit about him at all. He wants people to be happy. He wants everything to be good. So we lived in Carlsbad. We had this big picture window and we had blinds, mini blinds.
Okay.
So we walk, Brenda and I come from the back of the house towards the front where this big window is, and the blinds from about his height, he's about three or four, from his height, down are the one side of the blinds are all just flopped on top of each other because he had a pair of scissors and he was clipping the strings and he didn't do it to be mean. It was partly our fault because we left scissors laying around for a 3-year-old boy. But here's what he did. This is exactly what I wish everybody else could see. Look at the webcam real quick.
There you go.
Here's what he does. He snip, 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 and I heard one more snip, and then he heard us, and he turns around, and the look on his face was like
I did
pure terror. I mean, he was caught red-handed, and he just went like this. He just goes, he just melted right there.
Right,
we had to scoop him up in a cup. And so we're like, we're trying to, so now as parents,
you kind of feel bad.
We're like, well, do we punish him? He's kind of punishing himself at this point. He knows what he did was wrong. So we were like, okay, it's okay.
Right.
It's not that big a deal. What you did, that was wrong.
Right.
And obviously you feel bad about that. Come out of the cup, son. Come back into Jello form. Don't be liquid anymore. I'll never forget. I wish there were Instagram and things like that back in those days. In fact, the whole time I've been raising my kids, because there would have been some great Instagram pictures I could have about my kids. But that look on his face, and he just melted. It was if you see Ryan today, don't let him have scissors.
Don't give him scissors.
Ryan, get away from the blinds.
We have a really good friend, Shayna Crespo, who is one of my favorite people to follow on Instagram. for that reason.
Even if you don't know her, you should go follow her at Sheena Crespo.
She has a hashtag. It's Ellie Strikes Again, right?
Yes, her daughter is named Ellie. Ellie Sinjoy, and she is adorable.
Ellie Strikes Again. Just look up that hashtag, okay. And it's one of the greatest things you'll ever see. And that's it. It's this. She's. It's amazing. Kids
are
amazing.
So funny,
this
they're
girl,
incredible, right?
Yeah.
But this girl causes mischief like no other child I have ever, and I just laugh, cry for her.
I laugh, cry as well as a parent. It's the best, worst thing in the universe. So, but it's a good commentary as we talk about the existence of a creator, as we talk about the existence of God.
Right.
These things, these cute, funny little stories about our children are those reminders that nobody had to teach our children these things. The idea of a morality, of this right and wrong, and in differentiating between that, there has to be a higher moral authority. There has to be someone somewhere who said, this is right and this is wrong. There has to be absolutes. And in our culture right now, everything's relative.
What feels
good to you, what looks good to you, whatever makes this happen, that's cool for you, bro. Yeah. But for me, it's something different. It's all relative right now. And that's just not true.
What's funny is that they even say relativity is relative.
Right.
Which is just
it makes your brain want to explode.
It doesn't make sense. It's not possible.
But the fact is there is an absolute truth. There is a moral authority.
Absolutely.
And those moments are those reminders to me when my kids, you know, before you even say anything, you step into a room and they know that they know somewhere inherent deep within them, they have a recollection. Oh, this is bad.
Right.
Oh, this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to cover this. So I'm going to lie right now.
Right.
And I didn't teach my kids that one. Yeah. Nobody teaches, you know.
They don't have to teach them how to lie. It comes naturally.
Yeah, right.
And then that's why we need the supernatural of Jesus coming in and healing us from all that, rescuing us from that. And then we still, you know, our kids are a great example of us.
Yeah.
As grownups, and as you know, with our relationship with our Father.
Yeah.
Where you know. I am the same guy. I may not be snipping blinds, but I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
And I turn, and there's God, and I'm like,
you're so right. And how can you ever forgive me again?
I mean, there's literally been some times when that has happened in my life.
Yeah.
Where it was just, God just hammered me with that truth.
And without then hammering you.
Yeah.
Without hammering you. He just stands there.
He just stands there and goes,
yep.
Hey,
I've been waiting for you.
Yeah,
I knew this was going to happen.
I've been standing here behind you the whole time. Yeah,
or I could turn and go, no, I didn't do that, Lord.
Yeah,
I didn't.
And we try.
Yeah,
we try.
I try to tell students that confession is not giving God information. I think somehow they've picked up this idea. Especially maybe it's because they're dealing with us.
Know.
Right, but confession is a humbling of ourselves
in agreement with
in
God.
An agreement with God, saying, God, what I did was wrong. I always like to tell to illustrate it. I always say, when you confess a sin, Lord, I spoke mean to my sister. That's just a minor thing, but it's a good example. I spoke mean to my sister. Please forgive me. He's not going to go,
what?
Oh, my me.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did that.
Right.
Well, he's never caught off guard by that.
Right.
So
you did, wait,
him,
you did what?
Yeah.
I knew it.
I don't even know what to do with you anymore.
Right.
you go to Russia for a while.
Yeah.
Go stand in the corner of Russia. It didn't work that way.
Right.
It is an omission, a recognition on our fault, on our part, that we have done something against his will.
Yeah.
And we are acknowledging, God, you are right, and I need to humble myself. And it comes, a lot of it is rooted in humility, for sure. So it's kind of a funny, I laugh at the stuff that my kids have done, and then I turn right around and go, but that's the same thing. That's exactly the way I am with God.
Absolutely. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Y'all got real deep, and I just wanted to call and give a friend to a Friday.
That's all right. It's time to lighten up.
I feel super inadequate now. I kind of want to just hang up because I don't want to laugh at anything else. That was like hashtag real talk. That was good stuff, man.
There you go, man. That's how we do. And then we flip the script and hit you with the fun joke.
That's
so
right.
Go for it.
Okay. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
Yeah. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
What?
No idea.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Maybe you should have waited on that one.
Oh,
no, just kidding. Just
that
kidding,
was
man.
Good.
No,
that was good.
That was good.
There
just
you
teasing.
Go. 3700, the phone number's static.
Yo.
What up?
Just listening. One, the truth thing. Yeah, we're starting to really run into that whole doublespeak kind of thing, aren't we?
Yeah, man.
I read that book. I scared myself silly. But yeah, and the whole thing about that spirit getting you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Been there more times than I can count, and I know that feeling, because, like you said, like, sometimes you do something, and as soon as you do it, you turn around just like...
Wow. Thanks for the call, yeah. Man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's just before 8 o'clock. It's Fun Joke Friday.
Should I go for it?
Why not?
I have so many jokes to tell. I'm not even joking.
You can give us one or two.
I have a lot. Don't worry.
Oh, good.
This one's from Micah. I didn't like my beard at first. Then it grew on me.
Oh. Yeah.
Bert says, do you want some ice cream, Ernie? Ernie says, sure, Bert. Sherbert.
Sherbert.
This one's from Thebes. I tried to catch some fog. I missed. When chemists die, they bury him.
Oh, man.
I stayed up all night to see where the sun went. Then it dawned on me.
Oh, snap.
The girl said she recognized me from the vegetarian club, but I never met her before.
Oh, wow. You really destroyed that
Sorry.
One.
There you go.
Fun Joke Friday. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got to take a quick break. Coming right back. Future of Forestry. And more with Sam Swan.
That's right.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Just after 8 o'clock.
That's right. It is Fun Joke Friday.
It is.
You can get your jokes in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or give us a call.
Thebes kind of went crazy.
Static.
They didn't let me call.
What?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
You're on the air.
They're afraid.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
It's okay. The other lines are
you gotta totally turn off the radio if you're going to call, because you'll confuse yourself like
Trust
that.
Me.
Static!
I got a good one for you.
Okay.
All right.
Three blondes are sitting there arguing in the forest.
Uh-huh.
One of them's looking at a set of tracks and says it's deer tracks. The second one says it's rabbit tracks. The third one tries to say it's bear tracks. The three of them were still sitting there arguing when the train hit them.
Nicely
so
done.
Oh, man.
Nicely done.
Yes.
This one from Thebes. When you get a bladder infection, you're in trouble.
Oh, I just got it. I'm like, you're in... Well, yeah.
You're in trouble.
Oh, right. Oh. Got it.
Now
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job, Thebes.
What does a clock do when it's hungry?
What?
It goes back 4 seconds.
Oh, got it. You are reading these terribly.
4 seconds.
Yeah, I got it. It goes back for seconds.
Four seconds.
4 seconds.
How?
It goes back 4 seconds.
Yes, 4 seconds. 4 seconds for seconds.
Right.
When you say it goes back for seconds, it's for seconds.
For? It's for seconds?
Yeah. It's just like it's...
Wait, why would a clock be eating anything with fur?
I have no idea. That joke was dumb.
Is this Dumb Joke Friday or Fun Joke Friday?
Both.
Oh.
Hashtag Fun Joke Friday. Or, of course, you know, Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. And Sam Swan joining us in studio.
I just got a text from Rhino.
What did he say?
He was listening.
He was. This
were
is
there,
good.
Were there no positive stories you could have told about me?
Static.
Hey, there's a blonde on math. How many is a Brazilian?
How many?
A Brazilian is a person. It's not a...
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Static!
I don't get that one.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Do you have a joke?
What do you call a pig that does karate?
What?
A pork chop.
Amazing.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you. still super confused. They could tell. Oh, my gosh.
But it was a sweet little voice, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Those are the good ones. Yeah. Okay, speaking of sweet little voices.
What are we?
It's Fun Joke Friday.
Yes.
They live for this.
Yes. And they're so good at it. My heart just got so happy just now.
You just talked to Luke.
Oh, that was Luke?
Yeah.
Luke was Pork Chop?
Yeah.
Sweet.
That was a sweet little voice.
That was a sweet little voice.
Does Jack have any?
Does Jack have any?
Yeah, Jack has. Of course Jack has.
That was your son?
That was my son. That's great. I totally...
Does it make you feel...
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, buddy.
Where did I go?
You can do it.
Yes.
You're on the air.
I think I've already said this one. Why is it hard to open a piano?
Why?
Because all the keys are inside.
That was the joke you were going to tell today? That was your joke?
Well, it's kind of like you. You retell stories and jokes.
No, I do not!
And it's still an amazing joke, and
it
I still laugh.
It was hilarious.
And then, what snake knows how to build?
What?
A boa constrictor.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Who told you these jokes?
Huh?
Who told you these jokes?
Myself. I made that one up.
Oh, nice!
I'm so proud of
you. Good job, kiddo. I like that. Keep using that brain.
Yes.
Get a real job. Don't be like your daddy.
Oh, my gosh.
Love you, kiddo.
Love you, too.
Have a great day.
You, too.
All right. Bye. It's my 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
My 7-year-old apparently was Pork Chop. That was a cute voice.
It was.
He sounded so timid. Didn't sound like Luke. Static.
Yeah, did you hear about the blonde that opened up a box of Cheerios?
No.
She thought they were donut seeds.
We opened like the wormhole of blonde jokes.
Yes. That's right.
So
what does I did a theatrical performance about puns. It was a play on words.
Oh. I see what you did there.
I like that one.
That's good.
I even understood that one.
505-338-3700, the phone number, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is Fun Joke Friday.
It is.
You can get your jokes in. Now, Friday's kind of our fun day.
Mm-hmm.
We found this story online, and it pretty much made our day.
Yes. We kind of, like, jumped for joy after you read this.
And or made us sad because we weren't in West Virginia.
Yeah.
But in West Virginia, a highway looked like my children's bedroom this week when one lane of Interstate 79 in West Virginia was closed down for a tragic spill on the highway. Apparently, I don't know what happened. Maybe this truck was like going off to the Lego store or something. However, bricks were scattered all the way across the highway. Lego bricks, giving people traumatic flashbacks of going into check on their kids at 2 a.m. and getting sharp pains. Dude, Legos hurt.
Yeah, those are the worst to step on, especially like right in.
I will give women, yes, childbirth, that's the worst pain in the world. But second is stepping on a Lego.
Stepping on a Lego at 2 a.m. is painful.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially in carpet because it kind of tilts a little just to give you that spike in your foot.
Oh, I feel it. It hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the spill spawned one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my entire life. There was seriously traffic backed up. It was all down to one lane because there were so many Lego bricks. I don't know what I would do with myself. It was pretty incredible.
I mean, you would stop and pick them up?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Add them to your collection?
Shovel them
finders,
into the...
Finders, keepers, losers,
sweepers. I'm just saying, man. it wasn't a wreck involving a Lego semi-transport truck or anything, but apparently a few large containers full of them that were in a passenger vehicle. So these were like... Somebody's kids' Legos.
Oh, my
God. I don't know how it happened, but apparently they spilled out and whoosh, Legos everywhere on the highway. And that would be pretty incredible.
That would be.
It's made for one of the cooler photos I saw on the internet yesterday.
Absolutely.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I don't know where I was going with that. Static!
Yeah, I got a good one for you guys.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
dad walks into a breakfast table and his daughter's sitting there staring really hard at a box or a carton of orange juice, and he says, "What are you doing?" She says, "I don't know. The box said concentrate."
Oh my gosh!
The delivery was epic. Thank you so much. Yeah. That was great. Static.
So while we're opening the wormhole of blonde jokes, I got one for you.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, so there's a blonde woman who's a CEO of a super successful company, and she doesn't fit the stereotype. She's a very intelligent woman.
Okay.
But her coworkers or her employees are always making fun of her, telling blonde jokes at the office, just being, you know, jerks about it. And one day, she finally gets fed up with it. So she's mad. She storms out of the building, gets in her car, and just starts driving. She just drives in a direction she's never gone before. And she finds this field. It's like this big old grass field. And in the field, she sees another blonde woman in a boat rowing on the dry ground. So she gets furious. She's like, "This is why they make fun of me." So she parks her car in the middle of the road and gets out of the car. And she shouts, "You know, it's blondes like you that make life hard for the rest of us. If I knew how to swim, I would come out there and beat you up."
Incredible.
That was great.
That was a great joke. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Fun Joke Friday, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, how come chicken coops can't have four doors?
Why?
Because then it'd be a chicken sedan.
Why did Snoop Dogg need an umbrella?
Why?
Faux drizzle.
Terrible.
Thanks, Brian.
Static.
Hey, a blonde catches her husband cheating on her and puts a gun to her head, and he says, "No, honey, don't do that." And she says, "Don't worry, you're next."
Oh, my God.
That was
so... Is it okay that we're laughing?
No,
okay,
no, that's absolutely not.
Okay.
I just thought of something else funny. I'm not laughing at that.
Of course that's, not. Yeah. Static.
Hey, I got a Mormon joke. Am I allowed to say that on the air?
Is it funny?
You know what? I'm going to disregard that question. Go.
Go.
Anyway, so why can't Jesus be born in Salt Lake City?
Oh, no.
Why?
I'm going to regret this question.
Why?
Because there's no, because you can't find three wise men and a virgin.
Oh, man. That was terrible.
Oh, my.
Wow. Wow. But the Salt Lake Bees play there, the AAA affiliate of the Angels. Come on, there's some good.
Oh, really?
You know, the funny thing is, I actually really love Salt Lake City.
I've never been there. I've heard it's a beautiful city.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's clean. Minus all the creepiness and the false hope.
I was in Boise, Idaho a little while ago.
Yeah.
A couple of weekends ago. That's a beautiful city, too. It really is. So I've never been to Salt Lake. I heard people really like it there.
I love it there.
I couldn't remember how to throw a boomerang, but eventually it came back to me.
That was... Wow.
I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down.
Yes.
Fun Joke Friday. You
had to get in.
Good job.
I love it. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get your jokes in. It's Friday. We just like to have some fun today.
This is your idea of fun, swinging traffic on
pretty much.
There is construction work on Osuna at Jefferson. It's super backed up, and it probably will be for a very long time.
Sadly, not because of Legos.
It's because of crazy construction work.
Yeah.
Like real construction.
Yeah.
There's an accident. The left lane is blocked. I-40 east at Coors. That's exit 155. There's also construction work right around there. Roadway is reduced to one lane Unser at I-40. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Probably my favorite song we're playing on Static Radio right now.
Yeah.
Latest from Josh Garrels. The song is called Cynicism. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Orchestra. My name is Eustace.
Good morning.
I mean, my name's Steve-O, but that song is called Mormon. I love that song.
Without fail.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
That's right.
Hola.
Hola.
Olo.
How goes it?
It's going very well.
It is Fun Joke Friday, my favorite day of the week because, you know, we get to have fun, tell some jokes, and then I don't see her until Monday.
Oh. Yeah.
So what are you really celebrating? You know,
that was a genuine laugh. I loved that.
I do work relationship counseling if you need some help on
Sweet.
That. So I can, although I would probably land on Mitch's side.
You know what the funny thing is?
Just because she's nicer than you are.
We're actually a lot closer in real life. I was talking yesterday. I was thinking about this. We were talking about that new taco thing. Taco Bell, the, like, you know how they have those nasty Doritos tacos?
Uh-huh.
We were talking about Cool Ranch Doritos. Growing up, that was my absolute favorite chip.
Oh, it's a great chip.
However, she was talking about that chip. And because she started off liking it, I immediately had to dislike
not
it
to,
on
that's
air.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I got up here and was like, why did I say, I love those.
Yeah.
Man, I grew up, I haven't had those in years.
But what's really funny
I,
is that it just has to be like that. Because it's the same way, honestly, same way with my husband.
Yeah.
If he's like, I found this great band, I'm like, oh, they suck.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. We just have to choose opposite sides, but we should really work on being on the same team.
All right, there you go.
Well, especially in your marriage, that would be important.
Yeah, you should probably work on that one more importantly.
I've been trying. Yeah. The other day, I was like, okay.
I'm glad to hear that.
His favorite band is The Shins, and I'm like, The Shins are pretty good.
I think nicely done.
And I just cried a little bit. They sound all right on this song.
On this song, yeah.
You're trying.
Well, what I love about you guys in the studio, and when I'm in with you, first of all, on Friday mornings, this is like the highlight, one of the highlights of my week is getting to hang out with you guys, because I just laugh and giggle all the time.
That sounds like a terrible life.
No. It's a great life. It's a great life. And it makes me feel famous.
There you go.
Because I have...
You're pretty famous.
I got my wife and my son, and sometimes my daughter and Hobbs listening to me on the radio.
There you
so
go.
There's three people
Shout
listening
out.
To me. Shout out to them. That's right. But when Mitch first came on as the co-host, you know, when you were looking...
Yeah.
And when you found Mitch, I was like, that's a great chemistry. They get along so well.
Aww.
It's so fun to listen to. And you guys just crack me up. So even on the days that I'm not in here,
we do have fun.
I'm listening, I'm laughing. I'm almost wrecking one time because I don't remember what it was.
I'm
but
so
you guys
sorry.
Said there was something going on between you guys. And I started laughing so hard. I was like, they are going to pull me over and give me a DUI. Driving
and
under
go,
the
oh,
influence
Cubs
of
fan.
Humor.
All right.
Yeah, Cubs,
he's
that's
good.
Right. Let him go.
He's committed.
He's committed. We're going to commit him.
Oh, man. If you listen to the podcast, that joke's going to be really funny because
right.
you
yeah.
get it from
right
an
now
hour
it's
ago.
Not fun at all.
No, nobody gets it.
Hey, why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Why?
Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels.
Oh, my God.
That was really funny.
That was bad.
It was really
funny. Police were called to a daycare where a 3-year-old was resisting arrest.
I get it, because they're taking a nap.
Oh, wow.
A nap, get it?
Yeah.
That was really funny.
That made my brain hurt. I
I'm
had to
sorry.
Think about that
I know. Even after I was reading it, and I had a hard time with it.
Man.
He drove his expensive car into a tree and found out how the Mercedes bends.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Energizer Bunny arrested. Charged with battery.
Oh, man. That's not funny, Mitch.
Yeah, huh?
That's not funny.
It's really funny.
Unless you explain it that, like, he's literally charged with a battery, like an Energizer battery.
Who doesn't know about the Energizer?
I don't know.
Okay, this
the
brings
one
up-
person who's going to send us the hateful email that says something awful about how that's
okay.
not funny and you're not supposed to make light of it.
Okay, this brings up a good point of a commercial I just saw the other day.
Okay.
And I think I've mentioned this before, but I just saw it again, and it just makes me so angry. It's a Cheerios commercial.
Okay.
And this woman's like sitting there like, what should I eat for breakfast? And then the Cheerio bee comes. He's like, have a bowl of Cheerios. And she's like, what are Cheerios? How are you going to tell me that no adult doesn't know what Cheerios are?
Well, to be fair.
Woman?
To be fair.
Don't lie to me.
No,
what if
to be fair.
She just got off the mission field from like Guatemala.
She
maybe,
don't
maybe
know.
Or to be fair, the original Cheerio has been around forever, but the Honey Nut Cheerio is, you know, new within the last 40 years.
Okay, yeah. 40
years. Yeah. This woman was like 27.
40 years.
Also,
I'm just trying to be nice.
I know.
Also, they totally have Cheerios in Guatemala.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
It's an international fruit.
You need
fruit.
To go out of this country.
international fruit. Yeah, how else do people all over the world potty train their sons?
Oh, right, exactly.
Exactly.
The Cheerio.
And where else do they get donuts from planting Cheerios in the ground?
Exactly.
Yeah, see?
Oh, my God.
It is Fun Joke Friday, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Wow. Having a little too much fun.
Hey, did you know that when William joined the Army, he disliked the phrase, fire at will?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I knew Mitch about that.
So punny.
So bad. All right, I'm moving on. I'm moving on.
Let's move on.
You can't.
Got to move on to something very, very important.
Of course. Uh-huh.
Talking Star Wars.
I recognize that music.
You know, Episode 7 coming in 2015. Disney, you know, they bought everything from George Lucas. Well, George Lucas yesterday had one of those, oh, was I not supposed to say that moments?
Uh-oh.
Even famous people put apparently, their foot in their mouth.
Apparently. George Lucas putting his foot in his mouth. He let the cat out of the bag yesterday that Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and Carrie Fisher, who are collectively known as Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, and Princess Leia, will be reprising their roles as the three characters.
That should have been a big secret.
Lucas confirmed that the actors who originally played Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, and Princess Leia will be in this film. He said, quote, we have already signed Mark, Carey, and Harrison. In fact, he did this before Disney had the deal. They were already going to work on new films. Then he tried to cover his track saying, quote, quote, I won't say whether the negotiations were successful or not because, I mean, you know, with so much attention on the film, this being the first in the series with Disney, it makes sense the studio wants to keep these developments under. Oh, I gotta go.
Yeah, yeah.
So he confirmed that the three.
So now Disney is going to instill a George Lucas rule.
No kidding.
I just find I think that's going to be great. I can't wait to see how Luke is going to negotiate using his lightsaber and his walker at the same time.
I'm telling you, this
I'm
is,
just wondering.
I am a nerdy Star Wars fan, and I got to be honest. When the news hit, it was like, okay,
maybe if Luke is going to be the new Yoda.
Well, I think he's going to be the new Obi-Wan.
There you go. No,
with the great beard, you know. That will work.
Yes.
However, Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher.
Listen, I remember Princess Leia. I was in high school when that movie came out.
Ah, yes. We have different recollections.
Yes.
I was like 6.
Okay.
Well, when Jedi came out.
So I really liked Star Wars, the whole story and everything,
but
I really liked Princess Leia.
Right.
We didn't have this term back in the day, but she was a hottie.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen Carrie Fisher recently, and the hotness has cooled off slightly.
Right.
I don't. Can you say that on the air? I guess I just did.
Right.
Send your letters.
Yeah, studio at mystaticradio.com. But the thing is, that's it. It's been some years, and the years have not been necessarily kind. I mean, watching the Star Wars documentaries, they talk freely about it.
Yeah.
She was only 18, 19.
Yeah, she was a kid.
When those films came out, that opened her up to a world of cocaine use, unfortunately.
She's had a rough
And
time.
So the years have been...
Jeannie Garland.
And so they're reprising their roles, but...
And maybe they can, maybe they'll write the role where it'll look, you know, sort of age appropriate for her.
There you go.
And not try to use her as the symbol
of
beauty like she was before. I don't want at all to make light of the issues that she's had in her life.
Well, no,
but sometimes life happens to folks and it ages them a lot more than what is true.
Han Solo, the great smuggler, dude's smuggling some pounds these days.
Yeah.
So, we saw Indiana Jones 4. I don't know that we want to do that again.
Yeah.
I don't know that he needs to be in the action hero.
To crack that whip and use your walker at the same time. I'm going to use that walker joke as much as I can.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for the punchline for your Star Wars Fun Joke Friday.
Oh, no, there's no joke. This is the truth.
That's pretty unfortunate.
All three of them reprising their role.
I figured it was a joke.
Since
that's casting the Joker and Indiana Jones and some lady who only had... ever one role.
Yeah. Hey, but that's Debbie Reynolds' daughter, so, you know.
She was in The Man with One Red Shoe.
Who was? Carrie Fisher?
Carrie Fisher with Tom Hanks.
That's good.
Am I remembering my movie trivia
correctly?
Probably.
Actually, wasn't she in Blues Brothers? Wasn't she the crazy girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Maybe so.
I don't know. J.J. Abrams knows what he's doing. He brought Spock back, and that was rad in the first Star Trek.
Dude.
Huh?
That was brilliant.
Right?
I thought that was brilliant.
He did a great job.
Yeah.
Static.
Good morning, Steve-O.
Morning.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
How much would someone have to pay you for you to be the host of a reality TV show with Hayden Christensen, of course, from Star Wars,
and Will Wheaton.
Oh, man, that would be... How much would they have to pay me?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
I mean...
Nothing.
They would have to pay for that.
I would host that show any day. So, yeah.
Wow, you're cheap.
I know. Yeah. I'm just telling you.
That's really upsetting. I'll host that. That's maybe, like an
maybe
insult
not for
to
free.
Me.
I should probably. Sorry, sorry. Yeah, really I know, mean. Right? They have to pay me to be Mitch's co-host, but man, if I could do that, I'd do that for free because that free. Sounds like actual fun.
Aww. I'd even write them a check.
You know what? That sounds like a fantastic idea. Have your people call my people.
Yeah, write it up.
There you go. All right, man. Okay. All right.
I don't think that was an actual
Static.
Offer.
Good morning. We still doing that whole fun joke stuff?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, so I got three really quick ones for you. Number one, how can you turn your friend into an angry pirate?
How?
Really quickly, kick him in the shin, poke him in the eye, and watch him jump around on one leg going, arr!
Wow. Wow.
The other two are just pranks. If you know somebody never locks their vehicle, go into their car, get a bunch of confetti, stick it in the air conditioner, turn it on high, so when they walk in, bam.
Oh, my gosh.
I've done that.
You have?
So fun.
That's such a great idea. Don't ever do that to my car.
Why?
Because that would be awful.
What?
Oh, man, like glitter and all that. It gets like stuck.
You can do that to my car because my air conditioner doesn't work.
Oh, there you go.
That's
joke's on you. My AC doesn't work.
The fan broke.
This is the last one.
All right.
I think you guys will like this. This is mainly, I don't know, I wouldn't recommend doing it to your spouse. That'd probably end terrible. If you know somebody, typically out of muscle memory, we always put one leg into our pants first. So if you know they always do the right leg, and if you know how to sew, get the left pant leg and sew it halfway through.
Oh, my
so that way,
gosh.
You just kind of sit there and hop and
pop. That's something better to do to a college roommate.
That was amazing. Yeah. I don't know, but I don't know that I would have to think about this. Like, do I really put... It's more like what leg is already up front.
Yeah.
What's convenient? I don't know that I am always
right leg.
I bet
right?
if you start paying attention, it would be the same most of the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
I think we're more creatures of habit than we care to admit.
It's incredible.
I have a habit of saying things like that.
Static.
Hey, I just have to say, I am so excited about the new Star Wars movie.
I know, right? It's going to be good.
Oh, my gosh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And as Thebes just pointed out, CGI worked wonders for Jeff Bridges in Tron. They did an outstanding job of that.
That's
so
true.
Oh, yeah.
It could work out.
Photoshop has revolutionized the way people look.
Even looking back to the third X-Men movie, they had a quote-unquote little younger like flashback scenes with Patrick Stewart. They kind of took out some of the wrinkles and made it. So that's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
You know who didn't look that good? Elijah Wood for The Hobbit.
That's kind of
weird.
They
had to make him like 40 years younger.
Yeah, it was
minus meaning like 10.
Right, right. It didn't look terrible.
Yeah, it looked weird.
It worked. He was just really shiny.
I was gonna say he glowed.
Yeah. So that's the Force aura around them.
Yeah. That's
when you
it's
get
the
up
Hobbit.
In years, the Force. Magically, I don't know what they'll do. They'll figure it out, I'm sure. It's Disney.
Hey, what do you call a skeleton in a closet with blonde hair?
What?
Last year's hide-and-go-seek winner.
Oh, gosh. That's morbid. Oh.
Fun joke Friday. Steve O'Neill.
Good morning.
Not a great deal. The Wealthy West, song called Home. Static Radio, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Fun joke Friday. Happy all around Friday day.
Joining us in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. Hola.
Hola.
We've got some friends, Jeff and Rachel, coming in studio in the 9 o'clock hour. Going to be talking a little bit about adoption.
That's right.
Friends of Thebes.
Yes.
In town. So I'm excited to hang out with them. And
that'd be good.
Friends of friends. So talking about that and talking about adoption and what's going on in their world right now. So that's exciting.
It'd be cool.
Before that, it is Fun Joke Friday.
Oh, it is.
And we got to get our fun jokes in, of course. That's how we do.
I'm not going to read Dennis's. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to read jokes.
Oh, man. I can't see it from here.
Just read it. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Now you're going to drive everybody to the Facebook page.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, hashtag Fun Joke Friday on Twitter, and
The experienced carpenter really nailed it.
Yep.
But the new guy screwed everything up.
Hey, where's the job?
A A new type of broom came out. It is sweeping the nation.
Oh, man.
I guess they're going to mop up on that one. I don't know.
This is like,
I just made that one up.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
This is pun joke Friday for you. This is pun joke.
There's everything on the
pun
internet.
Pun joke Friday.
I'm at punoftheday.com. It's
amazing.
It's a gold mine of puns.
Here's another one. Class trip to the Coca-Cola factory. I hope there's no pop quiz.
Oh, man. That was so bad.
Thanks, Thebes. Thebes really, he came through.
Yeah. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I've made this joke. Can I say that? I've said it before. Can I please say it one more time?
Oh, man.
One more time?
Really? If you have to think
about
it. Okay,
fine. I won't.
If
fine.
If you have to
fine.
Question it. If you have to wonder whether or not you should say it on air.
Okay, I'm going
to
say this one again because it was
called
funny.
Called discernment.
For everyone who missed this 20 minutes ago, why did Snoop Dogg need an umbrella? Faux drizzle.
Thanks, Snoop.
For those of you that missed it in the first hour.
Yeah, no kidding. Facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700.
Why is basketball such a messy sport?
Why?
Because you dribble on the floor.
Static.
Hey, I got a joke. There's a brunette, a redhead, a blonde, and they're busting out jail, and they find these three potato bags. So they jump in it. They hear the guards coming, and one of them, the brunette, does bark bark like a dog, and then the redhead does that works. So she does a meow like a cat.
And
the blonde, she does potato.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for the joke. Static.
Why'd the turtle cross the road?
Why?
To get to the Shell station.
Oh.
Yes.
Yep. I love that laugh. Man.
You guys have a good day.
You too, man.
Thank you,
thanks
voice.
For the call.
Dude, that guy has a great voice. He's got a great voice.
Do you
voice.
Imagine he has a crazy mustache?
I do imagine
yes,
it.
Me too.
Oh, man. Chances are he's got, like, crazy mustache, and he's got, like, the old school,
pipe.
Like, yeah, like Sherlock Holmes pipe, you
yeah.
know, like the really
yeah.
long.
With some tobacco.
You know,
and really nice white hair.
Yeah, he lives in the Shire.
Sounds like a professor.
Lives in the
no,
Shire.
He doesn't. He lives in a log cabin.
Oh, yeah. In the mountains.
There you go.
Yes.
And he wrestles grizzlies.
And he's always sitting on the porch when he tells us those jokes.
Yes. Yes. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. I love
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I don't know how he calls this because he doesn't own a cell phone.
Yeah, no reception there anyway.
He doesn't need technology.
Hey, you know, speaking of all that, sleeping comes so naturally to me, I could do it with my eyes closed.
Oh. Man, that is so dumb.
Oh,
I love that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Punoftheday.com.
Oh, man.
So
Facebook.com/mystaticradio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Static.
So why did God create firefighters?
Why?
Because cops need heroes, too.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Kevin. Las Cruces firefighter.
That's a great one, man.
Now, where are you? Where are you really? Is it Las Cruces? I would say Las Cruces.
Mesilla.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I know exactly where that is.
There you go.
I lived in Cruces for a long
thank
time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the joke, and thank you seriously for what you do.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You're the man.
You.
All right, man.
Yep.
All right. 505. You know, the funny thing is, my cousins... one is a police officer and one is a firefighter.
Yeah.
And there's that
dude,
rivalry.
It's a huge rivalry.
It is unreal.
It kind of scares me.
My brother was a highway patrolman in Arizona for a long time. He just recently retired.
Yeah.
And he's doing something else now. But he used to tell this story about, you know, a wreck on the interstate because he's a highway patrolman. So he'd go and investigate these. And he goes, those firemen, man, they pull up with their bright, shiny red roadblocks because they just take up 7 lanes of traffic.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, the accident's in one lane. Don't park across the interstate. Don't block all 4 lanes. So it is funny. And I've known some good friends that are firefighters, and they do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Back and forth.
Yep.
It's a funny rivalry.
Absolutely. It's amazing. But they can get away with it because they have an incredible job,
yeah.
And they do an amazing service.
Because
so.
One of them has a gun and the
thanks
other one
thanks to
can.
Both.
Yeah, exactly.
505-338-3700. Static. Hi. Hello. All right, if you're going to call in, don't listen to the radio. You're going to confuse
I just
yourself.
Heard myself on the radio. That confused me. I heard myself through the headphones.
It's just before 9 o'clock. Got to take a quick break. So I'm assuming that means we got to say goodbye to
Sam
Swanson.
You got some other folks
convention.
Coming in. So
we do.
Yeah. There's only three microphones. I will yield my microphone
there you go.
To your next studio guest.
Fridays are always fun.
They
no,
are.
It is a blast for me.
Thank
it
you
really,
so much
really is.
For hanging and
of course.
And for allowing me to make fun of the Cubs.
You're
well,
a good sport
they
about
hammered
it.
Us.
A good sport. I'm a good sport about
they
it.
They hammered us in spring training.
Yeah.
So. But that means a whole
yeah.
lot of nothing
it doesn't
to me.
Mean anything.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
That just means that their AAA club is going to do well this
right.
year.
Right. There you go. Iowa Cubs.
Iowa Cubs. They're coming to yeah. town. I'll try to watch the Isotopes when the Iowa Cubs come to town.
Speaking randomly, all Cubs fans are going to understand this, but did you see that Mark Price is coming back?
I'm excited. You Mark Pryor.
I mean, Mark Pryor.
Yeah, I knew who you meant.
Yeah, Mark Pryor.
Yeah, he signed a contract
with the Reds.
With the Reds.
Minor league
and,
with the
and
Reds.
I hope, listen, I hope he makes it. He was one of those guys that had the potential, but injuries just.
Saw him pitch here.
Yeah.
Saw him pitch here with the Iowa Cubs.
Was incredible, and just the injuries killed him. So anyway.
Okay, Mitch.
Yeah,
incredible,
I'm like,
incredible pitcher. Great arm.
Why do I care?
Fantastic.
And he's good looking.
Really good looking.
From USC.
Young. And then he just injury, and it was like, no. Yeah. And then nothing from him
yeah.
for a long time.
Yeah.
And his former manager, Dusty Baker, who was the Cubs manager, is now managing the Cincinnati Reds. He went to him and said, come on, coach.
Yeah.
It's been some years, but I believe I've still got it in me. What do you say, coach? Put me in.
Put me in.
Give me a shot, coach. And coach said, son, warm that arm up. You're going back in.
You're going in.
So he signed a minor league contract with the Reds, and it's one of those stories that we really hope he gets to
yeah.
the majors. I'd love to see him pitch.
That'd be one of those great stories.
Because
he's been playing in independent leagues and things like that. He's
That's why you care.
Injury fear free for a little while. So.
Yeah.
That was the end of the story?
Yeah.
So he's going to be pitching?
Yeah.
There wasn't. Okay, cool.
Yeah, he's been a pitcher.
I'm excited.
There's been other stories where a guy started out as a pitcher and has washed out in the big leagues and came back as an outfielder. Rick Ankiel played
yeah.
for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Now I can't remember where he's playing now, but it's a great story.
Mark Pryor's grandfather was a major league pitcher. Same thing. And when he got hurt, he could never come back. And his grandfather came ill this last year. And he, on his deathbed, said, son, I want to see you return to the bigs. And then he passed away. And Mark
Aww.
Pryor said, I'm going to do this for my grandfather. And he
okay.
did.
Now I care.
I know, that was
now
a that
I
was
care.
A lie.
I figured.
But
I wholeheartedly figured
that would be a great movie.
I was just going to say that'd be
care.
A great movie.
And
I
now
care.
You care.
I care.
I'll be the grandpa.
You know what's
I'll
sad?
Be the grandpa and you be the up and comer.
All right.
You got to put some gray in my hair, but
Wait, is this happening right now?
What we're this is the movie.
You got to put some music behind otherwise no one's going to care.
Yeah. Why is it that you have to have a story like that to care? You have to sensationalize everything. It can't just be a good story about a man who like fell down and determined to get back up and got back up and now he's going to pitch again. He's going to pitch again. You don't need some sappy grandpa died story. That's awesome that a dude is persevering to continue his dream.
Yeah.
His dream!
Okay. Manti Te'o proved why.
Yeah.
His grandma died, and then his girlfriend died, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, he's amazing! And then we found out girlfriend wasn't real, and we're yeah. like, eh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatevs.
Wow.
There you go. Thanks for destroying all our
yeah.
joy. All right, we gotta take a quick break.
I'm just gonna go to the Baptist building now.
Coming back, we got some dear friends of Thebes. We're gonna talk to you about adoption, and they're in town for a pretty big conference, and yeah. We'll talk more about that on the way back, and we'll see you again next Friday. Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I'm traveling next Friday, but I'm not leaving until later in the day.
Okay, good.
So I'll be here.
You'll be here.
Yeah.
It's a commitment.
Absolutely.
It's a commitment, sir.
I will commit
All right.
to being here.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Follow him on Instagram. He posts some good photos.
And on
Twitter.
And on Twitter.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sweet.
That's how it is. Coming right back, some simple Twilight. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. And, yeah. Some dear friends of Thebes come in the studio here momentarily. Don't forget, it's Fun Joke Friday. Static.
Okay, so can I get one more joke in before your guests
come Absolutely. In? Hit us with it.
Okay, so Joseph Smith figured out that one of his wives is going to divorce him. And he goes to her and he says, why are you going to divorce me? And she says, because I don't believe in polygamy. And he thinks about it for a little bit and he says, that's a big word for a six-year-old.
Oh, man.
Did I miss it?
And he's gone. And he's gone. That's live radio.
Off air?
Yeah, 505-338-3700, the phone number. But we just had some special guests walk into studio, and I'm really, really excited. Hi.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Doing well.
I'm fantastic. Can't complain. Okay, Jeff?
That's right.
Rachel?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Where you guys hail from?
Well, right now we live in Texas, but...
Oh, really?
We're from Los Angeles.
Okay. Very, very cool. Dodgers or Angels?
Dodgers, of course.
Okay, you gotta go.
He's an Angel. He's all about the Angels.
Gotta go. Our AAA affiliate, though, is the Dodgers.
Oh, good.
We're the Isotopes, and so Matt Kemp was here last season. You know, every time a Dodger gets hurt, which is regularly, we actually have them out here. I'm just kidding. Welcome to the show.
Hey, we are glad to be here.
Welcome to Albuquerque, and you guys are here for a conference, actually.
That's correct.
Going down at Desert Springs, and you have a lot of children with you.
Yes.
Well, it's all perspective. We only have four.
Yeah. That's true. We have three, not us collectively.
Nope.
But
I have zero.
Yeah, she has zero.
Actually, I have just started the process for foster care and adoption, so this is going to be a part of my life very soon. So tell us about what you guys are doing here.
Yeah, you guys, you know, obviously here for a conference, and tell us your story.
Yeah, our story. Well, we were going through life doing what we were doing, and we had two kids and one on the way, and God kind of brought some interesting things into our life where we were confronted with the idea of adoption.
Yeah.
First of all, a couple that was going to our church and when we were living in Kentucky.
You've been all over.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we have. We lived in Kentucky for 4 years before we went to Texas.
Okay.
And we saw these folks who were right in the middle of the adoption process, and we thought, oh, that's cool. And then our Sunday school class was going to meet them at the airport when they were bringing one of their daughters home. We saw this happen. And we were absolutely compelled.
Yeah.
We thought, adoption's cool. And then we thought, we might need to do this.
Yeah.
And so we started researching it, and then God threw a few other things in our path. And we thought, yeah, this is for us.
Yeah.
But we didn't make nearly enough money. I mean, we were like $10,000 a year less than we had to make for the U.S. government. We had no idea how we were going to raise $30,000 to pay for all of the expenses of adoption.
Right.
And I mean, we're just a, well, normal, slightly poor family. and all of this happened while Rachel was pregnant with our third child.
Wow.
So it was a little bit of a crazy thing. So we're thinking, yeah, God wants us to do this. At the same time, I don't think it's possible.
Right. Now, we have a dear friend, Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project, who comes on every Thursday, talks about fostering, adopting. We talk about God equipping and preparing those who are called. And obviously, he put something very specific on your hearts. Talk about the process for those that maybe have been praying about it, thinking about it. But, I mean, my wife and I, we just had our third child. And even that, having our third child, the prayer that went into it, the idea, money is always, the financial is always the first thing I looked at, of course. But talk about that. I mean, adopting, you guys were looking at thousands upon thousands of dollars. How did this come about? How did God, work and move and what happened?
Yeah, it wasn't like one day we played the lottery and we've got an extra $50,000. Let's go!
Yay!
it happened so that we've got $800 extra dollars so we can turn in this form and pay the government so we can get these things back and then we walk forward a little bit further and we fill out this other paperwork and now we need $3,000. Well, there it is. We've got $3,000. And then $10,000 would come in and $500 would come in. And throughout the process, he met us along the way, just little by little. And we had committed massive amounts of money. One of the funny things is you sign a piece of paper up front saying, yeah, I will pay all of the fees.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
I mean, that's like...
Okay.
Right.
And so we're like, we just committed to it. Not sure exactly how it's going to happen.
Right.
But God made it happen all the way. And so it was...
We wrote letters and...
Here, you come over here. You come over here, Rachel.
We wrote letters and we had a photography business at the time.
Okay.
And so we did a lot of photography to raise money. And there's Life Song for Orphans that we went through. And
okay.
Sometimes they'll give you interest-free loans or they'll do matching grants where if you can raise $5,000, they'll match you with $5,000.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
He was working for Target at the time and they had a matching... Or they had a $5,000 grant that they gave
us. Oh, wow.
So we basically just little by little took every 25
Google
cents
was your friend.
So it was tedious, but so at the end of the day, when we had to pick her up, we had most of, if not all of the money.
Amazing.
Where we needed it to be.
That's incredible.
Yeah, one cool story was I was doing a photography business, And I was making, this was a part-time thing, I was making like $5,000 or $8,000 a year. And then the year we needed to adopt, I had tons of people flooding my business, and I made something like $25,000.
Wow.
And then the next year I made $5,000 again.
Right, right.
Right? Wow. And we don't even do photography now.
Yeah.
But it was just funny how God used the things that we had kind of put in place for different reasons to provide.
So what was the experience like for you guys? Because, as I said, you know, we have many people who email in questions, who have questions, who are considering adopting or fostering, and the fears, some of the anxieties. What got you guys through it? I mean, obviously you talked about like practically money coming in, but in those moments, what helped you?
I think the community that we were around and just trusting God generally.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew adoption from the scriptures is clearly something that God has a heart for.
Right.
And so we knew God was behind us. Right. And then we have this community of people, and we know some other folks who are adopting, and some people are getting hung up, and it's like, oh wow, it's going to be an extra year for you guys.
Or, yeah.
And so when we get these little delays of 2 months and 5 months, it's like, okay, well, we're still just going to press on. And so people around us were really helping.
Yeah.
Say, this is okay. This is okay. We can still do this. Even though it's hard, we know that it's good. The difficulty of the situation almost spurred us on to say, okay, we need to even try harder, because right. there's a girl over there that is not going to have a good life unless we push in. If we just give up now, who knows what will happen to her or the next one.
Tell us about the moment when you finally got your daughter.
I should turn this over to Rachel. Rachel, tell her.
Well, Ethiopia, you have to go twice.
Okay.
So you go once for your court date.
Okay.
And you meet your child and you spend a few days with them. And then if you pass court, and then you wait for the embassy to clear you for travel to come back and pick her up. So that first time meeting her, it was sort of surreal because we've been looking at this picture for six months.
Right.
And we've been working for, was it like 2 years? We had been working, trying to raise money and paperwork. And I think we were all just sort of in shock.
Yeah.
And it was very emotional, and she was terrified.
These people walking towards her just bawling.
Yeah,
she
slept for like the first 24 hours of meeting her because she was so scared.
Oh wow!
But it was cool. It was it was such a cool experience, and we got to go over with a group of people who were also adopting, and the community was so rich.
Cool.
It was a really, really fun time to be together and to celebrate what God had allowed us to do.
Now,
so far,
when adoption was put onto your heart, was it immediately like, you know what, Ethiopia, bro? Like, how did that come about? Was that part of the process as well? Or
There's two reasons. One is the people we knew already did Ethiopia.
Okay.
And then we thought, well, what about China or other places?
Right.
And Ethiopia, for our life circumstance, was by far the easiest and the least expensive.
Okay.
And so for other people, it could be different. But for the age we were at and how long we were married, how much we made.
Well, once you decide you want international adoption, because domestic adoption is a lot less money than international. But we had felt that the need is greater for the condition that the kids are living in.
Right.
So we opted to go internationally.
Okay.
For our family.
Right. Amazing. Yeah. And now you guys are here in town for a conference, and pretty much for this reason, right?
Yeah.
And adoption is the entire conference. I don't know much about the conference. I know it's sold out, and it's crazy, and people from all over, but...
The conference, turns out, is not really about adoption much at all. It's about forgiveness and conflict and things like that, but...
is it about patience? Because you guys obviously prayed for a lot of patience.
Yeah.
You have four children in here.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. But what's really cool is the people who inspired us to adopt the first time, the people where we saw them bring their kid home from the airport, are the people who drug us out to Albuquerque.
No way.
And so we had dinner with them last night as it's Kate's 1 year home.
Wow.
So she's been home for like 363 days.
Wow.
And we're just like, we are so glad to celebrate with you guys because you were the ones who initially inspired us.
That is cool.
So
incredible. Well, thank you guys for coming in and hanging out with us and telling your story.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It's our pleasure.
I got to know, how do you guys know Thebes? We call them Thebes.
Yeah.
That's the name.
That's what we call
them.
From
Beaumont.
From Beaumont?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
That's right.
We were out in
California
for a while. And
all right.
His family's fantastic.
Yes, they're amazing. We love them. I wish they were out here more. So I've seen them like twice ever. But,
yeah.
You know, it's cool.
But they're
it's
like
cool.
old friends.
I know.
So it's amazing.
Love them.
They're great people. Yeah.
So here for a few days for the conference and then back to Texas.
That's right.
Where in Texas do you guys live?
Outside of Amarillo.
Okay. I was born in Lubbock, so I know that whole
Wellington.
Area. Wellington.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's special.
Do they have a lot of cool mustaches like me out there? Because it sounds like it. Wellington.
Yeah, they
do. With monocles and top hats?
They do have a lot of mustaches. Not
like
for the same reason.
Okay. Incredible. Jeff, Rachel, thank you so much for sharing your story and maybe inspiring somebody to start the process as well. As I said, we have a friend, Clay, comes in every Thursday. You can find information about Aspen Project, which is local here, and their job is to help you get prepared for that adoption process for fostering children. And so you can check out more information at aspenproject.org. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
All right, cool. All right, we're going to keep it going right now. Local artist Chad Barella recently moved to Nashville, but thought we'd play
He's
some
still sort
awesomeness.
Of, sort
He's going to be local in our hearts forever. So,
yeah.
Song's called Seasons of Life. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Hawk in Paris, Put Your Arms Around Me. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve and Mitch with you. 9:45 now.
That's right.
Huge reminder, people.
Don't forget this. And if you do, your phone won't let you forget, most
Daylight
likely.
Daylight savings time.
Yes. Spring forward.
Yeah, that's right.
We are losing an hour of sleep of our lives.
Let's
of the
be
day.
Honest. Just set it to Saturday night before you go to bed.
Yeah, well, you don't have to if you have phone, unless you have like a wall clock.
Yeah, or your microwave or oven or your...
But that's how I know, okay, I don't ever set my... I guess this doesn't make much sense, but I don't ever set my oven or my microwave until the next day, so I know that my phone worked and I'm not confused.
Or you could just set everything.
I guess it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But that's what I do.
Daylight savings time has a mixed effect on people's health, apparently. There's a spike in heart attacks, just so you guys know, during the first week of daylight savings time.
No way.
According to a study published in 2008, the loss of an hour's sleep may make people more susceptible to an attack. Yeah.
When
daylight saving time ends in the fall, heart attacks briefly become less frequent than usual. Isn't that weird?
That is really weird. Yeah. I wonder why that affects us, or why that is.
According to researchers, people are safer drivers during daylight hours, and researchers have found that daylight savings time reduces lethal car crashes and pedestrian strikes. And a study concluded that observing daylight savings time year-round would annually prevent about 195 deaths of motor vehicle occupants and 171 pedestrian fatalities.
You know, this is one of my least favorite times of the year, like this daylight savings, because it's like, oh, it's still bright outside. Wait, it's almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it really stresses me out.
I didn't realize this, but President George W. Bush extended the length of daylight saving time back in 2005 with the Energy Policy Act.
Ah, yes.
It begins at 2 a.m. on the second Sunday in March, which is this Sunday. And it ends on the first Sunday in November. So
probably save some money.
Yeah. Arizona, Hawaii, and four U.S. territories, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands don't observe it.
I know. It's crazy.
Indiana used to not observe it. They adopted it in 2006. So they're tired of their friends calling them at like, you know, midnight. And they're like, bro, it's midnight. And they're like, oh, it's only 11 here. So Indiana was like, we got to get on that daylight saving time, bro. Anyways,
okay.
Just know it's coming up this Sunday. Fix your clocks. Do all that good stuff.
Who is the richest woman in the Bible? Don't answer. Pharaoh's daughter. She went down to the bank of the Nile and withdrew a little profit.
Oh. Wow.
It's fun joke Friday.
Yeah.
It's over. You're over.
We're out. We'll see you guys again Monday. Have a great rest of your Friday. The weather looks interesting.
Is it warm
or cloudy? I can't even tell.
You know what? It's New Mexico.
We're going to go outside. We're going to take photos.
Okay.
For Instagram.
For the Instagram.
My Static Radio, if you'd like to follow us there. There's nothing that can be done. The stash is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Take care of it
today. I'm going to go do, okay. So what's really going to happen is I'm doing a photo shoot of you.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
There you go. We're out. We'll see you guys again Monday. Right back with some Come Wind and the Lone Bellow.
I'm really going to do this.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.